Clinton aide to Democrats, impeaching Trump won't help us win in 2020. By Joshua Kaplan on March 5, 2019. Greg Hale, a former aide to former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is warning Democrats against attempting to impeach President Donald Trump, saying it will not boost the party's chances of winning the White House in 2020. "Don't do it, please. Please don't impeach him. It won't help us win in 2020. He deserves it, I believe that, but what's the best long-term play for the country?" Hale wrote on Twitter. "His day will come and it won't be pretty, but unless Republicans join the fight, it's not worth the risk." Hale, a partner of the Markham Group, a company specializing in political event production, most recently served as the director of production for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign. The warning comes as House Democrats expanded their investigation into President Trump and his allies this week, requesting documents from over 80 individuals and entities regarding the president's finances and communications. Some lawmakers are hopeful their findings will lead to uncovering an impeachable offense. However, Democratic leaders such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, are warning against calling for impeachment, urging fellow Democrats to first wait for the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. "Let us see what the facts are, what the law is, and what the behavior is of the president," Pelosi said when pressed on impeachment at a press briefing Tuesday. Yet their pleas have not deterred some Democrats from demanding President Trump's ouster. Appearing on MSNBC's All In Monday, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, claimed President Trump's actions have already crossed the threshold of what was brought for impeachment against President Richard Nixon. "What we know is that the president's behavior has already crossed the threshold of what was brought for impeachment before the House in the Nixon administration and the Clinton administration. In fact, he crossed those thresholds in the first weeks or months of office. And so, that is another means, if these other means fail, to control this president," he said. Earlier this February, Representative Al Green, DTX, announced he will bring a vote on impeaching to the House floor for the third time, despite failing to hold a successful vote in 2017 and 2018. The Texas Democrat said he will bring the measure to a vote regardless of the Mueller report's findings, pledging to act on Trump's bigotry.